Welcome to the Fully Expressed Podcast with Karenna. I am Karenna Soto, your podcast host. This is a show where we have conversations that invite you into your fullest expressed self in life, relationships, and business. Man, oh man, I cannot believe it's already August. Can you believe it's already August? It's one of those things that I was reflecting as I was starting to record this episode today, is just thinking about the fact that we're already through most of summer in a lot of ways. You know, summer energy has passed and it's still kind of here and present, and there's still so much more till the end of the year, but it's just, it really truly feels like June and July just came in and went out. There was so much to receive in those months, and it just feels like it just went by so quickly. So as y'all know, month of August is going to be a little bit more free flowing. We're going to have so much more just like fully expressed self in this. And the theme for the month, as you already probably heard last week, was all about your fullest expressed self through dance. And what does it look like to do that? And today I really want to have a little solo session on what it actually looks like to live fully expressed by trusting and flowing and surrendering with life. For so many years, I used to put a lot of pressure on myself for things to happen by a certain day or by a certain week or in a certain way. And I was expecting them and putting a lot of pressure that by the end of the quarter, I should have this, or by the end of the year, I should have done X, Y, Z. And you know, maybe take a second for right now if you've ever felt those things where you've really, really leaned into taking control. And in return, there was always this dance between wanting to lean into the control here while also noticing that you would put extra pressure on yourself to make sure that you were achieving those things that you were so trying to control in your life. And in doing so, you also ended up finding yourself just really being hard on yourself and flowing and always checking in and saying, oh, I missed my goal or I missed this thing. And so when you're living in that state of being overly attached to how things are done, how things look, or how things are supposed to be, or what the final result is, you can feel it in the energy. The energy feels very tight. It just feels like you're holding on to the steering wheel very, very tight. And if you do that right now in this moment while you're holding your hands and you're just listening to this, you can feel the tension in your body. You can feel the stress in your body. You can feel the amount of pressure that you feel in your body. So many of us, whether you've been doing this work for a long time or you've been just starting to do this work of really getting curious about yourself, you might find yourself throughout the day, throughout the morning, throughout afternoon, throughout the evening, or even throughout the week or throughout the month, constantly holding on to that tension, constantly living in that control, constantly living in that doer executing energy of how things need to move in this direction. And that can feel very tense, right? Like even as I'm talking about it, you can feel it in your body, what it feels like to hold on, to control, to be hyperfixated on how you're doing things in your life. I think this is an area where you might see this more is within the workplace, but it definitely shows up at home. It definitely shows up in other ways in your life. And as you're listening to this, just get really curious as to like, does this show up in my life? Where does this show up in my life? Ooh, I notice how that feels. And what I've noticed is one, we have to get really curious with, okay, what part of me so desperately wants to hold on to that amount of control, or is putting myself that much pressure on myself, or getting hard on myself for not executing as much, whatever that looks like for you. And as you're paying attention to that part of you, get curious as to like, well, where is that part of me coming up from? Where, how long have I been playing like this? Does this remind me of anyone else? What does this part really need or want in this moment? And getting really curious with the part of you that, again, puts a lot of pressure on yourself. You know, this can look at like the inner critic. This can look like the inner perfectionist. This can look like the inner warrior. This can look like your inner child that wants justice. This can look like so many different parts of you. And so the bigger question is, okay, where is this part coming from and how does it show up in my life? And why is it here? Why is it present? And being really compassionately curious so you can become aware of that throughout your life. And you're probably like, okay, Karina, like I'm going to do that, but why? And the real invitation here is to learn how to drop into surrender and flow. And so what I've witnessed happening in my life since I started doing this work over 10 years ago, especially in the last 5 years and even more present in the last year or two, I have noticed this divine synchronicity that is happening. I share this with my friends and I share this with my partner. And when things just fall into place, it literally feels like the puzzle pieces are just dropping when they're supposed to drop. They're connecting when they're supposed to connect. And the beautiful thing about receiving that, and like as I'm thinking about it, it's like one of the most, I get a little emotional. It's one of the most freeing feelings to be able to let go, like really opening up your heart to receiving like divine timing and trusting, not only trusting God and the universe, but trusting yourself that you don't have to put extra pressure on yourself to make it work. You don't have to put extra pressure on yourself to prove something. It just is what it is. And this has been such a beautiful gift when we are connected to our highest self or connected to love or connected to our inner intuition and our gut and just trust our capabilities and trust our skills and trust our heart and trust life and trust us. It's really beautiful how you start to magnetically just call in the different pieces that you've been wanting. But you can actually breathe through that. You can feel through that. You can be free in that versus constantly living on edge, constantly living in control, constantly living tight up, you know, like it's just, it takes away from the reason why we're here to live, you know, in my opinion, this is fully my own opinion, you know, and take it or leave it, however you see it feel best. But in our lives, we're meant to live fully. And every single part of us is meant to be our fullest expressed self. And when we are getting hard on ourselves, putting extra pressure on ourselves, expecting ourselves something to do something perfectly, then we're not fully receiving the experience of life. And, you know, God gave us one life. God gave us one day. So whatever your day is today, if you're listening to this on a Wednesday or a Thursday, whether that's the 14th, the 15th, or whatever day of the month, like that's the only August 15th of 2024 that you're going to get. And when I first heard that, it really put a lot of things into perspective. I'm like, I only get this day once. And then I asked myself the bigger questions of like, do I really want to live my day just doing, just executing, just controlling, just being hard on myself? Or do I want to live that day as fully as possible where I feel safe, where I feel like I can receive, like I feel like I can breathe, like it feels freeing, it feels intentional. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't show up every day with intention. I think we need intention. You know, this is the balance between the masculine and the feminine. When you need the structure, you need the container to allow yourself to flow. But the wounded masculine is the parts of us that get really hard on ourselves, the parts of us that are leaning into our logic even more, you know, and taking us away from the fully surrendering, the vulnerable, the flow of the feminine. And in our lives, like there's just so much to receive every single moment, every single minute that we forget about. You know, one of my favorite practices, so if you've worked with me or you've been a part of one of my group sessions before or have heard me speak, like one of my go-to tactical things that I teach you is called orientating. And when you orientate, you are taking the time to look around the room or your space, your environment, and looking at all the different details. And as you're looking at the different details, you're looking at the different textures and sizes and beauty that is completely surrounding you. This exercise is really helpful when you're feeling very anxious, overwhelmed, or hypervigilant, and you just find yourself spiraling in a way or just completely disconnected from your body. So really practicing this, you can do this while you're on a walk and just looking around and seeing the different details of the plants, the trees, the cars, the homes. it's really going to help bring you back into the present moment and into your body and into reality. But when you do practice this daily and you start to recognize how much beauty there is in the details, you know, and the biggest key thing that we need to be able to pay attention to the details that we're fully surrounded with is by being present, is by being in our bodies, is not by letting our mind completely control what should be happening or where we're going to be looking, right? Or looking ahead. It's like coming here and being with this process and what that looks like. And when you plug into that kind of system, into that environment, into that world within your world, you access this deep surrender and peace and freedom and breath. I mean, breath, you guys, breathing, you know, you can feel your body breathing. You can feel the life around you breathing. You can be connected to your partner and you can be connected to your kids. You can be connected to your dog. You can be connected to your friends. You can feel connected to Earth, Mother Nature, and your purpose, and your what you're here to meant to do, and whatever you feel called to do. And it's so funny, as I'm talking about this, I'm getting so emotional thinking about it, because I never thought that it was possible to feel this way. And in feeling this way, there's such a gift to receive things that are even bigger than what we ever imagined. So often we think things are going to look a certain way, but the truth is like God's got a bigger plan. The universe has a bigger plan. Your highest self has a bigger plan that you may not see right now. And by us trusting and taking our hands off the wheel and just letting the car drive in the way that it wants to drive, you're going to find those bigger things that you didn't know were available to you, but you just got to be willing to. You got to be open to plugging out of the matrix, plugging out of this programming that we're all living in or in our day to day. You really got to define the time and create the space to work through the parts of you that are trying so hard to control and keep you safe, and also creating active space to just reconnect with the present moment. Another really good practice that I've done to help me connect with the present moment throughout the day is simply just washing the dishes. When I'm washing the dishes, I'm paying attention to what it feels like to have the warm water hitting my hands, what it feels like to have the sponge as I'm cleaning the dishes and then wiping the dishes down, like really being with every single process. And it's another way of orientating to the room, orientating to your presence, orientating to your body. But in this type of surrender, which I want to talk about, there's such a deep connection to flow. And we can find flow in other ways. You know, you hear about the runner's high. The runner's high is this deep connection to your run, to your experience, as a deep meditative practice. You hear about this when athletes are just in flow in the game because they're fully connected to themselves and the experience, and they're trusting themselves to play the game. You see this when you are living into your purpose and you feel really connected with the things that light you up and you feel alive. There's just this ease, this intuitive guide that is guiding you without all of the pressure, without all of the control, without all of the fear, without all of the worry. Again, there's this deep divine freedom that's available in letting go, in the full surrender, in that. Because as a collective, you just imagine what would be possible if we all were in flow. Just imagine what the gift would be if you learned this for yourself and your kids get to witness you do that. Just imagine what it would be like if you were in this space and you gave this gift of groundedness and present and flow and intentionality and regulation in your workspace. Just imagine if you were the anchor in your life for yourself first and how that would impact everyone else around you. The world is moving so fast every day. We're putting so much pressure on ourselves to go fast every day, when the actual medicine is in learning to go slow. It's in learning to trust the slowness. It's in learning to trust divine timing. It's in learning to connect with this bigger part of ourselves. But when we are so focused in on something and controlling and expecting so much of ourselves, we miss everything else around that's available to us. we missed the opportunity because that could have been an opportunity to open a bigger door. And so as I wrap up this this short solo episode for you this week, is just really inviting you to think about, where do you run into this part of you that wants to control? Where do you run into this part of you that wants to be a perfectionist? Where part of you that's getting hard on yourself? The part of you that's expecting you to do things a certain way? And just get curious what that edge feels like, what that part of you feels like. And then just see what it would happen if you just let it go. You just surrendered, and then just experience what opens up for you in the moment. And as you practice this daily and you practice this weekly, or you come back to this over a month or the next quarter or the next year, you really focus on creating this skill within yourself, you'll start to witness life work for you, which I know sounds crazy, but it's real. I've been experiencing it for years now, and it's even getting bigger and bigger over the last year. And it's this beautiful, again, freedom that is truly available to us. And so I would love for it to be, and I know deep down that it is available to you too. So thank you so much for listening to this quick solo episode and allowing me to free flow with you. This month is really going to give me permission to play in that free flow and share with you whatever comes through. And I am excited that there will be another guest coming on this month that I think you're going to love. She's already been on the podcast before. If you've been loving the podcast, I truly invite you to share this with a friend, share an episode that really landed with you with someone else so you guys can talk about it, share, grow together. We're in this space together. And, you know, it's one thing for us to consume information, but it's a whole nother integration practice when you start to share what you learn on these episodes with someone else, or what you're experiencing, or what your conversations are, or what is landing for you. So find yourself a podcast buddy, find yourself a podcast group, and share what your thoughts are with them. Anyways, we'll have a wonderful and beautiful week as you continue on this week, and sending you lots of love. And I look forward to hearing from you in the future. Much love. Bye-bye.